WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The Dvorak technique is a methodology to estimate tropical cyclone intensity from satellite pictures. Vern Dvorak developed the scheme using a pattern recognition decision tree in the early 1970s. Utilizing the current satellite picture of a tropical cyclone, one matches the image versus a number of possible pattern types. Those pattern types include curved band pattern, shear pattern, eye pattern, central dense overcast or CDO pattern, embedded center pattern, or central cold cover pattern. If infrared satellite imagery is available for eye patterns, generally the pattern seen for hurricanes, severe tropical cyclones, and typhoons, then the scheme utilizes the difference between the temperature of the warm eye and the surrounding cold cloud tops. The larger the difference, the more intense the tropical cyclone is estimated to be. From this, one gets a T number and a current intensity, or CI number. CI numbers have been calibrated against aircraft measurements of tropical cyclones in the Northwest Pacific and in the Atlantic basins. In a developing cyclone, the technique takes advantage of the fact that cyclones of similar intensity tend to have certain characteristic features, and as they strengthen, they tend to change in appearance in a predictable manner. Note that this estimation of both maximum wind and central pressure assumes that the wind and pressure are always consistent. However, since the wind is really determined by the pressure gradient, small tropical cyclones, such as Andrew in 1992, can have stronger wind for a given central pressure than a larger tropical cyclone with the same central pressure. Caution is urged in not blindly forcing tropical cyclones to fit the pressure-wind relationship. The errors for using the Dvorak technique in comparison to aircraft measurements taken in the Northwest Pacific average about 10 millibars, with a standard deviation of 9 millibars. Atlantic tropical cyclone estimates likely have similar errors. Thus, an Atlantic hurricane that is given a CI number of 4.5, that is winds of 77 knots and pressure of 979 millibars, could in reality be anywhere from winds of 60 to 90 knots and pressures of 989 to 969 millibars. These would be typical ranges to be expected. Errors could be worse. However, in the absence of other observations, the Dvorak technique does at least provide a consistent estimate of what the true intensity is. Now, while the Dvorak technique was calibrated for the Atlantic and Northwest Pacific basin because of aircraft reconnaissance data, the technique has also been useful in other basins that have limited observational data. Naturally, at some point, it would be preferable to re-derive the Dvorak technique to calibrate tropical cyclones with available data in other basins. Now, lastly, while the Dvorak technique is primarily designed to provide estimates of the current intensity of the storm, a 24-hour forecast of the intensity can be obtained also by extrapolating the trend of the CI number. Whether this methodology provides skillful forecasts is not yet known. Weather questions can be sent to question@weatherbrains.com.